I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/achieve today.
Since 2013, Bombas has donated over 100 million socks, underwear, and T-shirts to those facing homelessness. If we counted those on air, this ad would last over 1,157 days. But if we counted the time it takes to make a donation possible, it would take just a few clicks. Because every time you make a purchase, Bombas donates an item to someone who needs it.
Go to bombas.com/ACAST and use code ACAST for 20% off your first purchase. That's bombas.com/ACAST, code ACAST.
Millions of people have lost weight with personalized plans from Noom, like Evan, who can't stand salads and still lost 50 pounds.
Salads generally for most people are the easy button, right? For me, that wasn't an option. I never really was a salad guy. That's just not who I am. But Noom worked for me.
Get your personalized plan today at Noom.com. Real Noom user compensated to provide their story. In 4 weeks, the typical Noom user can expect to lose 1 to 2 pounds per week. Individual results may vary.
Hi guys, everybody, welcome to episode 25 of the Teas and Seas of Flight podcast. My name is Chelsea.
And my name is Tig, and this episode is for everyone who's ever looked at the lotto and thought, do you know what, I'll give it a go. I'll probably win the feckin' thing.
I used to be a devil for doing the lotto.
I still am.
Do you still do the lotto?
Yeah, I only do it because this is how weirdly confident I am. I'll only ever do it if it's the Euro Millions and it's over 85 million. Otherwise, what's the point?
Really?
Not even worth it. 7 million? Why would you do that?
Oh, I used to be a devil for doing it and then I just lost hope. That? I genuinely just lied. I said, you know what? I'm clearly never going to win it. Like,
I still only do it every so often because I'm just like, it's a bit of fun. It's as close to gambling as I'll ever get because I don't spend money anywhere else. I don't like...
You don't want to gamble either. Like,
don't gamble on football or rugby or boxing or anything. I'm just like, you know, it's grand. But the lotto, it's a bit of crack.
Yeah.
And on top of that, a lot of the lotto money that like is raised goes towards helping out community funds. Not that I'm encouraging the lotto. By the way, this isn't like an ad for them.
Yeah, but you could do worse.
Yeah.
But anyway, we're just going to take a second to appreciate the fact that we have to do this the second time round.
Yeah. So what you don't realise is this is actually our second attempt at doing this podcast because we recorded the first time.
A whole episode.
Someone forgot to focus the camera. And that person was me. Can't blame anyone else. We had it all set up. It looked fine. And it just for some reason came out a bit blurry. And I was like...
So we have to redo this whole episode all over again. So it's very sad.
I was like, do we just chance it and hope that like the 7 YouTube viewers don't mind it too much? And I was like, no. What if this is the one? What if this is the one that all of our lovely listeners...
What if this is the making or breaking of us?
Yeah, what if this is the one that all of our lovely listeners and other people who do, the 7 people from YouTube, share it to everyone because they're like, you know what? They deserve it.
Yeah.
They deserve it. So, you know what? We're redoing it for you guys.
Remember that. Okay? This is dedication, lads.
So, anyway, yeah. How this whole thing came about, which we would have discussed in the first episode, was that an Irish woman won a huge lotto recently and gave away half of it to charity. And
good on you, girl.
Because we like to dream big, we thought, what would we do if we won 100 million euro?
What would we do? That's a lot of money, like...
Okay, so that's what the premise of this is.
I'm living in Cork now, lads.
Oh yeah, that's why we have a white background because we're actually literally in a spare room.
We're literally in a spare room.
On a futon. It's literally, as I would say, it feels like it's the 90s all over again.
It's actually very comfortable, you know?
Yeah, enough about the futon though. Let's crack on with this because I want to start talking about how we're going to spend that money.
Show me the money!
You're so energetic today, I love it.
Yeah, let's do this.
Am I going first?
Yeah, right. So, Chelsea Bops. Tells you
what I would win, I would use my money on.
Yeah, tell me.
It's in hindsight, looking like, if sitting back now and going, right, if I had that money, you'd be like, I'd probably blow it all. But then I'm like, no, you need to be smart about it. So, like, the first thing I would do, I would get a financial advisor on board. straight off the bat. Like, because first of all, never in a million years would think I would ever have that kind of money in my life. So I wouldn't know. I genuinely would not know what to do with the money. There's a lot of stuff I would love to do, but I would just use it stupidly. Probably.
Normally she comes to me for her financial advice.
I do.
My financial advice is don't spend it. Don't put it in the bank.
Unless you need to really spend it, don't spend it. But it's a good thing that I can go to you for that. Because I would like to say I'm not stupid with money.
No, she's not
stupid with money. I am very sensible with money. I don't go blow it out on all that sort of stuff. And I only treat myself if I'm able to afford it. I just want to make that very clear. But I would go to you if there's something that probably in my head makes sense to do with money. But you're like, logically, really, do you need it?
Yeah.
So I kind of need that.
Not even a do you need it. I'd be like, if we're going to do that, I would take it from this approach because long term, it will cost you less.
Yeah. So that's more. When I would go to Ty for financial advice. But if I had over 100 million, is that what we're capping out here?
If it was 100 million, I would expect you to spend it lavishly.
Yeah. So I would straight off the bat go and get a financial advisor and get him on board, or she, and help out like making sure I'm planning ahead and use my money sensibly. But the first thing I would buy.
Okay.
And you will agree with me.
Let's go with it. Let's hear. This is what I want to know. How are you going to spend it? Technically, I already know this because I was there yesterday when we recorded the first time. But I'm going to pretend for everyone out there, I don't know what's on this list. So Chelsea, surprise me. What are you going to do with your money?
The first thing I would buy is a new car.
Yeah.
I need a new fucking car.
I'm not going to lie, lads. Genuinely, on yesterday's podcast, we spent about 15 minutes ranting
about my car.
I refuse to do it again because it gets me so angry.
Okay? I don't think I've actually ever seen someone get so riled up about one car.
Bear in mind,
the car's not falling apart, right? It's not falling apart, you know, as much as Tiger would like to think it is, but it's not falling apart. It's just a piece of shit.
It's what we call in the car industry, it is a lemon. Okay? It's a new car that is just
It's a new car. That's what stresses me out. It's a fact. It's a 181. You know what I mean? It's a Dacia Sandero. It's not the worst car in the world, but
it's second worst.
But it has treated me badly since the day I got it. That's a bit of an exaggeration. The first year, the car was mighty. It was great. It's exactly what I needed at the time. But ever since then, it's just gone shoom, straight downhill. Like, it's probably the worst investment I ever got.
Just a lemon of a car.
Yeah, it's pretty bad.
It needs to just go away and just go off to car heaven.
So come January, anyway, that car is gone. But if I had that money just lying idle, happy days, I could go and get any car I want. That would be the first thing I would get. What kind of car, though, would I get? I genuinely feel like I would like to keep in the Jeeps.
Okay, I'm glad really you said that, because yesterday when I asked her that question, she did not know what she was going to go for. And I started throwing out all these lovely ideas like Ferraris, Lamborghinis.
I've made my mind up.
They're not reliable. I was like, you're driving a Dacia. It's going to be more reliable than that.
I've made my mind up. Okay. The kind of car, if I was to choose my car.
Okay.
If I was to choose my car, I would like a Hyundai Jeep.
She wins 100 million euros and she picks Hyundai.
Expects me to pick like Ferrari or Lamborghini.
You've got the money. Buy something extravagant.
No, because I'm being practical. I'm investing in the future. If I get a Jeep, you know, it's big enough for kids in the future. Where am I going to put kids in a Ferrari?
Like I said,
where am I going to put kids in a Ferrari?
Ferrari have now gone into the Jeep industry.
No,
They're creating a crossover.
He's just told me, right? He's just said to me that when you've got money, be sensible about it. You know what I mean? Invest, put it in the bank, all that sort of stuff. Now he wants me to go and lavish on a Lamborghini.
I want you to spend a little bit of money. Like you can,
yeah, but
you
not
can
a
invest,
Ferrari. It
you can
sense.
Invest plenty of the 100 million. I just want you to enjoy something. Lavish. You know, some of that people go, ugh, they're so rich.
No, I just don't think, in my head it doesn't make sense.
Well,
but if I was to pick my own car, it would be a Hyundai Jeep. The newer ones, they look really chef's kiss.
All right,
really good.
Okay. You've let me down with the first one. So let's hear what you're going to do with this money.
The next one I would do, next thing I would do with the money, and again, we chatted about this yesterday, and you were like, we're going to just buy a new house. But I'm investing in us as of now. Like, if I had the money in my hands right now, right, no one can see me doing this, but on YouTube you can see, if I had the money in my hands right now like this,
you'd also see me on YouTube.
I'll slap you in the head in a minute. I would invest the money into putting it into our house renovations.
Yeah, so As
now it would make sense now, before, because you're going to mention about yesterday, it would make sense for me to just go and buy a house fully furnished, a whole lot. But I'm like, no, because that's not the first house.
That wasn't where I was going to go with this.
What were you going to do?
I was going to say,
because that's what you did yesterday.
No, what I did yesterday was say, why would you renovate that old house? Renovate something bigger. So, like, we, as most of the dedicated audience will know, we are in the process of buying a house at the moment.
Yep.
And renovating ourselves, because we don't have no monies left.
No.
So we had enough to buy the house. And now we're like, aight, what now?
Now we got to fix it up.
Yeah. Paint is actually very expensive. Yep. So, and definitely people who are painters, qualified painters, we're like, okay, you guys, you ain't getting money off us.
No.
We'll just do it ourselves. It's the first house. It's a doer upper.
Exactly.
But Chelsea said if she won the 100 million, she would get other people in to renovate this small house. I'm like, girl, why are you keeping the small house? Let's buy something big.
I'm just saying, because the house, just say for pig iron's sake, we already had the house. The house was in our possession.
In that case, I would only do it up for the sake of then renting it out to someone else or staying in there while the mansion is being built.
So you're telling me not only am I putting money into the house that I'm not even going to live in, and then I'm going to buy a second house.
Yeah.
Just again, look, blowing the money. Right.
What you got to do.
Right. The next thing I have is I would buy high class podcast equipment for our studio.
Oh, yeah. But on that note.
Now, I would even go as far as like soundproof in our room for the sound, because again, where our new house is, it's quite like
right on a road.
It's right on this like a street road, but it's what's that word?
It's the front window of the house. It is no, gonna... but
what's that? What's the God damn it? The word for when the houses are right beside each other, like is it?
Oh,
detached?
It's a terrace. It's a terrace house.
Is it a terrace house? There you go.
Yeah.
So they're right beside each other, like they're neck on neck kind of thing. So I'm like, we'd have to soundproof the studio, especially because our studio is going to be not only for our podcast, but it's going to be for our content creation, all that sort of stuff.
Yeah.
Like so, YouTube videos and stuff like that. So I was like, again. It's quite loud when we're recording, especially if we're using microphones, stuff like that. So I'd make sure to get it soundproofed. I'd actually get people in to do up our studio.
Mm.
So I have like lights, like proper lights put in, proper sound and equipment, all that sort of crack.
But instead it's going to
cool
be
cool chairs.
It's going to be this guy doing it instead.
Well, not just you and me.
And probably my dad.
Yeah.
Yeah. We're
Clyde makes it out like he's going to be doing all this on his own. Like.
You're going to be working a 9-to-5 during the summer. I'm going to be with dad.
Yeah, but I'm going to be there in the evenings. On the weekends.
I'm going to get my Snickers work pants. I'm going to have my work belt. I think most of the time it's just going to be
He'll have the pencil sticking out of his ear. Your dad actually already does that.
I do that the whole time in work still.
Do you?
Yeah. And I think it's 90% of the reason why I always walk around with my sleeves rolled up.
Why?
Because it's like a working class background kind of thing.
Is that not every man though? Every man kind of rolls up their sleeves in a shirt.
Not the way I do it.
Really?
Because I'd normally be halfway up my bicep.
Oh, no. Yeah, but again, I thought that was every man, no?
Workman. No.
Workman.
Yeah, I don't know. But yeah, I think, do you know that scene from Zoolander where he goes and works in the mines with his dad?
Yeah.
I feel like that's what it's going to be like for me and my dad. It's going, because he's a builder by trade.
I got you.
Like, he's lived and breathed that.
And he's done it for so long. 16. Like, yeah, this is like his second nature.
And like, I would have done a little bit of work with him growing up, but I would have never really cared too much about it. It just wasn't my thing as a young teenager.
You wouldn't have appreciated it.
No, I wouldn't have.
Because now you understand like the work that goes into like DIY kind of stuff.
So
you appreciate it a lot more.
It's going to be my first time of really giving a go building.
Oh, yeah.
And it's going to be hilarious.
But it'll be more satisfying because it's going to be your home.
Oh yeah, 100%.
That's what I'm saying. You will put, like, I'm not saying like if it was any other, like anywhere else that you wouldn't do the same. But like, I think the fact that you know in like for the end result, it's going to be your home, your first home. You want it done the way you want it. So you're going to put your all into it.
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean?
I'm looking forward to it, but.
I can't wait.
Yeah. Thanks to you guys though. This is the point I was going on to. Thanks to you guys and your help by signing up to the Patreon.
Yeah.
Loads of people have been joining recently. It's great. Loads of people have been jumping up their pledges as well. We're like, guys,
yeah,
thank you so much.
Have you actually seen yesterday's?
Yeah, I was. It's incredible. Amazing. Like. So we're getting more and more of you. I'm really looking forward to the stage where we can actually start growing a private community on there as well. So we can start our little chats in there. And then like just donations that you guys gave us from day dot on our PayPals and stuff, it means that we actually have enough, and through that and sponsorship, we're going to be putting like big style onto our studio. We'll obviously still have to do it ourselves, but we can
actually... money that you guys like send our way, just know it gets reinvested into the podcast. Like it doesn't get blown around like that.
And
like,
not just the podcast. We have other stuff coming up as well. We have to keep that hush hush though.
Yeah, we're not going to say too much, but you trust me, if you are someone who just listens to the podcast on Spotify and you haven't subscribed to our YouTube channel, go and subscribe now.
There's going to be a lot of
stuff going on our YouTube channel over the next couple of months. You're going to want to see it. So get your ass over there and subscribe.
The great thing about Apple Music and Spotify and all of these like podcasting platforms is that you can actually have us playing in the background while you go into YouTube and subscribe. So
yeah, see,
do it.
Kill two birds, one stone, lads. You know what I mean?
I think you just killed me with one stone.
I think I'm getting the black lung, Bob.
Right, I'm going to move on to my next thing that I would do.
So what are you doing after you renovate this small house, even though we've got 100 million now?
I would travel the world.
Love it. Love it.
I knew you'd love that one.
Of course.
I would travel the world.
Quit the jobs.
Yeah.
Go travel. Vlog the whole thing.
And my first place I would go to is Bali. I actually put that in black, like block capitals here. Bali.
Why Bali?
I've always wanted to go to Bali. Specifically Phuket.
Ooh. Mm. Okay, fair enough. Yeah,
Ethan, if you're listening, I still have that picture. Ethan sent me a picture like 2 years ago of just Phuket. And like he wrote on it, he was like, make sure to send me a postcard when you make it there because it's my one place I always wanted to go.
So
you've never been to Bali either, have you?
No, I haven't been to that section. I've been to a lot of different places.
So when we go to Bali, we'll experience the first time together.
We don't have to do this whole thing of if one of us has been to that country, ignore that country. Like there's some amazing countries I'd love to go revisit.
Yeah, no, but it's not the same.
I'm a bit of an adventurer. I've been all over.
Yeah, but I want to be able to experience, like if we're traveling together, like you want to experience countries for the first time together. Not revisit. Let's go here because I was here last time. No. We want to experience them the first time together. No?
Yeah, but don't get me wrong. I get that with loads of places. But there's going to be, like, if that's the case, you can't go to America. You can't go to South Africa.
You can go to places, though, in America that you haven't been to.
Yeah, well, apparently, according to you.
No, you haven't seen all America.
Apparently, according to you, all the East Coast, you just can't go now.
You
wanted to go see the Big Apple? Too bad. Oh, what about Washington, D.C.? Will we go see the White House? Nah, unlucky, Biden. We're not coming over to you.
I'm just saying.
South Africa.
Jesus. He's very passionate about this land.
Oh,
Christ.
Oh, well, we'd go to see Table Mountain. Now you got to sit your own table at home because I've already been. Unlucky.
I would
go back to all of these.
Calm your tits. We'll go back.
I care about travel.
We'll go back to wherever you want to go.
Good.
My God. Fucking hell. Right. Next one I would do is I would invest into a business.
Just one.
A well-known one.
Okay, so like you're not looking for like a local business. You're looking for what, mid-tier kind of thing or chain?
Right, so now that you've actually said that, because I actually didn't say this in the episode yesterday, but I'm going to say it now because I've had more time to process.
Uh-huh.
I've had more time to process.
She's had an extra 24 hours.
I would actually, so I would invest in a well-known business, right? I would. But I would like to invest in local businesses, so small businesses that maybe have just started, maybe give them like an extra push,
okay,
help them out with like stock maybe or something like that.
Little bit of capital to just get them up and running.
Get them up and running. I think there are businesses out there that don't get the funding that they need.
Basically, you want to be a dragon.
Yes, I want to be a dragon. Yes.
You want like a local dragon.
Yeah. Just help people that might need it, like, and then I would invest.
You shark them out of it.
And then I
want 50% of your business for 10,000 euros.
Now, if it was a local business, I probably wouldn't do that. I wouldn't.
Well, you just give
them the money. I wouldn't ask for massive percentages. Percentage. My goodness, couldn't get that word out there. I would keep that quite low. Because at the end of the day, I don't want to be taken away from their profit. Mm-hmm. The whole idea of me investing is to help them grow.
Right.
Not take away from them. So I'd either, again, I would have to go to my financial advisor and ask for his advice on this. And basically,
and he
would he recommend
get
or
as
she,
much of the company as possible?
Yeah, I know, but still, I don't want to be a bad fucker either. And then obviously I would invest in like a well-known business. So I don't know particularly what one, you know, I haven't really thought that far ahead, but like a good well-known business, like what Niall Horan did with Gin Plus Coffee.
Okay.
Stuff like that.
Apache Pizza.
No, Apache. Lads, did he say Apache or Apache? He says Apache. It's Apache.
I think it's just the Cork accent.
Apache pizza.
We're going to get an Apache pizza, bye.
Apache. The first time I heard him say that, I was like, are we getting a what? I've never heard someone say Apache in my life. Anyway, back to the whole story. But yeah, that's what I would do business-wise, right? Mm-hmm. Next thing I would do is I would make sure to set up a retirement fund and, so slash, savings for our kids.
Okay.
So now, again, we chatted about this yesterday. I wouldn't, the savings fund for kids would not be a whole of, oh, you can have that when you turn 18. Not that kind of fund. It would be there for when they need it. So getting them into college, getting them through to college, help them buy their first car, help them with a deposit for a mortgage when they go for a mortgage, that kind of thing. It wouldn't be, when you turn 18, you can do what you want with that money.
Yeah, it's not like
I would want them to be sensible about it.
Rich kids.
No.
Trust fund stuff where it's like, oh, you know, you can have it all straight away and you're always, or you're going to be inheriting.
Because they won't know the value of it.
No.
They won't appreciate it, nor will they even understand the value of what they've just been given. And I think as well, the fact that like, you know, you're not, nor should you be handed stuff in your, like, growing up. You should be told to work for what you receive and don't be just handed things left, right and center, which I think is the right way. And I would want our kids to be the exact same. So I'd want them to have security, of course, but I would also want them to work for their money as well. Like, not just, oh, they've got, you know, mom, dad have a savings fund, I can just dip into that. No, that's not what the savings fund's for. It's there for when you, like, are doing big things in your life, that financially you will be supported in that aspect of things. But throughout your, like, teenage years, your 20s, all that sort of stuff, like, you work hard for your money because you won't get far if you don't. And then obviously a retirement fund. Like, yeah, I think everybody, like, needs that. Like, did you tell me that, like, most businesses are starting to bring in that, where they have, like, your retirement? Maybe it wasn't.
You've got your pension.
That's what I meant. Sorry.
Now it's like a new rule.
Is that a new rule? Like, every business has that now.
Yeah.
Or about most businesses.
Automatically, your pension has to be set up.
Yeah.
And then you have the choice of opting out if you like. But I mean, if you opt out of your pension, it means that you're going to get taxed heavier because there's more money going at that stage where you're going to need that in the future. So
exactly,
it just makes sense to stick with, you know, having the pension now.
Yeah, that was the first thing I got when I started my last job. Was the pension, and they were like, do you want? I was like, yeah, if I've got the option. I was like, of course.
Always go for a pension.
Oh, of course, go for a pension. Like, so that's another thing I would do. The next thing I would do is help out family and friends.
Yeah,
so sensible. Again, I wouldn't be stupid about it.
Yeah.
I wouldn't go into depth. I feel like you 100% will go into, what's the word I'm looking for? Be more tactical about how you would disperse that.
Yeah, I've got a plan with this, so I'll reveal that in a little piece on my list.
Okay, so you have a certain way you would do that. Now, I'm not saying I would go and blow it either, but I would be selective of who I give it to.
Yeah.
I wouldn't just go, oh, here's fucking whatever, like, whatever.
Here's a big pile of money.
Fucking knock yourself out. Like, no, like, I would like to help people with their mortgages, like, that, especially I was very fortunate enough to have a very, very supportive family growing up. So I would like to be able to repay that back to them. Because I wouldn't be where I am today without them. So I would like to be able to repay all that back to them. And if that means helping them financially, then so be it. Like, I want to be able to be, I'd love to be in that situation to be able to do that. And same thing with my friends, like, and of course I would help out your family as well.
Because they need the help.
No, because I would, if I was in the situation that I had that kind
you'll
of...
You'll have Michelle coming up. Please, Chelsea, can I have some more? Please.
No.
Michelle is such a scrawn.
She's not.
She won't deny it either. If you ask Michelle, like, growing up, every excuse she could, she'd get money off mum and dad, never pay for anything.
She's dead right. Like, I mean, I'm being funny. Like, Michelle, if you've got it, take it, girl. I don't blame you. I really, really don't.
She used to run a church scam, is what I would refer to it
as. What's a church scam?
A scam based around the church.
Okay, pretty self-explanatory there.
She would tactically sit between mom and dad inside in the church, right?
Okay.
And what she would do is, when the basket's coming around for the little collection for the money, she would, like, put her hand out to mum. Mum would give her some money, and then she put that hand
for the little basket thing.
Yeah, so she'd go to mum and be like, can I have some money for the basket? Because I didn't bring any money. Okay, she'd do that to mom. Right. And then she'd go and do that to dad as well. Be like, daddy, can I have some money? Big puppy dog eyes. And then she...
Would they not see her doing this, no?
Yeah, well, like she went to mom first and then she'd go to dad because she knew dad was soft and he'd like give all the money.
Daddy's girl, of course.
And then she'd look at the size of each of the coins, kind of going, is it a 2 euro, 1 euro, whatever? Whichever one was bigger, she'd pocket it and put the smaller one in. So she made a profit from going to mass. Ridiculous.
Oh, genius. Sorry, I shouldn't really support that.
I hope
genius.
You go to hell for that mission.
That is actually a great idea.
Just want you to know. Right?
We're not supporting that though. If kids out there listen to this podcast, don't do that. Don't do it.
All I know is you went to God's house and you robbed from him. So he says as if I'm religious. Like I don't even care. I don't care.
But yeah, that's what I would like. I'd like to, again, I more than likely, because I would be the sort of person, I probably, not that I would blow it, but if it came to like giving back to my family and your family, I'd probably be like, here, have it all, kind of person, where I'd be like, okay, I need to bring in my financial advisor. Rein it back a little bit. Be
don't
tactical about
to all of them.
Just be tactical about, right, okay, this money is for, but again, it would be the same reasons. Like, you know, it would be the same reasons of, I would like to be able to help your family because they've been like very, very good to me and very accepting of me. So you know what I mean? I want to be able to give back. You know what I mean? And then the last thing I would do, and I feel like is a very good thing to do. It's being smart. It's being I'm thinking long term.
Right.
But I'm also investing in myself with this one.
Okay.
I would like to create my own clothing brand. I think, I know obviously there's a lot of bloody loads of clothing brands out there and that's fine. But I feel like I can never, like I'm constantly looking on Pinterest to try and figure out, I really want to change my style, right? Because I'm a girl that lives in jeans and leggings and hoodies, as you can clearly see from the YouTube video right now. I just live in them because it's in my comfort zone. I do wear dresses. If I need to, I will wear a dress. But I can never find the style of dress that I'm comfortable wearing, if that makes any sense. So I see all these girls that wear like, you know, body fitting kind of dresses. And I'm like, I really want to wear that. And then I'm like, no, I don't like that. So I'm constantly trying to find a style that I feel like will suit me and suit my body type. So I want to be able to create a clothing brand by myself, like for, as in like with my kind of style, yeah, where it's dresses, whether it's jeans and hoodies and sweatshirts and stuff like that. I would love to create my own type of clothing brand, because you see it all the time on TikTok. There's girls up there
starting their own brands,
but they're actually... There's brands that they're scouting for girls, because they're constantly, there's girls on TikTok that do like try on hauls and stuff like that. And then within half a year, like they're getting like clothing deals, which is fantastic. Don't get me wrong. Whereas I'm like, how the hell do I do that? I mean, like, you know, in the style, boohoo. I mean, like, you know what I mean? Hit me up. Like, I'll change my style. No hassle. Just teach me. Teach me how to do it.
I think like it's probably you're looking to have a more realistic like brand where it kind of fits more people or different people to the normal brand.
Yeah.
Because like, now I mean this in the biggest compliment, and the guys out there will know what I mean about this. You've got that Pixar mom kind of body shape. The Miss Incredible. You ever watch The Incredibles?
The animated film.
Yeah, you
like,
know the mom?
Yeah.
Where she's got like the slim waist and then that big booty. You've got that.
I actually never noticed that.
Did you never? Oh my god.
No.
It's a full blown thing. It's called the Pixar Mom.
Pixar Mom?
Yeah.
I've never heard of that ever.
Yeah.
I know,
oh my
obviously
god.
The Incredibles, before people are like, you never seen the film? No, I have seen the film.
You got that Elastigirl butt.
I don't know. Is that a compliment?
That is a huge compliment.
Okay. I'm going to trust you on that one.
I really want to put that as a clip so that people can be like, do we vote on this? Is that a compliment? Being called, have been told you've got a Pixar mom butt.
A Pixar mom butt.
Huge compliment.
Okay, I'm going to trust you on that one then.
You're going to be looking at pictures later. I'm going to go.
After this podcast, I'm going to be like, Elastigirl. I'll take that as a compliment. I'll take that on board. But yeah, that is that's pretty much what I would do with mine. Again, I percentages wise and amounts and stuff like that, I would probably obviously like to do a lot more. Tiger's whipping his fucking list in my
you
face.
You can tell
here.
I've done this before because I've fully wrote down a paper list with percentages.
Right, okay, go on.
So myself and Mom used to do this all the time because Mom used to love entering the big lottos as well.
Okay.
So I actually have it broken down to percentages in case the very, like, in case there was ever variation in the amount you won.
Okay.
Again, like, we're talking big numbers here. If this is like 7 or 8 million, I'm probably not doing this. But this is, I'm like looking at the big money.
If it's 7 or 8 million,
seven or eight million, my list slightly changes.
Seven or 8 million is a lot of money, like.
7 or 8 million is a lot of money, yes, but I can't do the exact same thing as what I'd be doing.
Oh,
here.
Sorry, right, okay.
Do you know?
Okay. Anyway,
so 10% of my 100 million winnings,
okay,
would go to charity and towards community projects. Oh, look at that, Chelsea. You forgot something.
I feel like such a bad bitch right now.
And she had 2 days to remember it as well because she had it. We recorded it yesterday, forgot it then. We record again today, forgot to include
it. I'm actually such a terrible person.
Ah, well, look, it is what it is.
You're making me look bad.
That was not my problem.
Oh my God, I actually look so bad. I've literally just listed like a whole amount of stuff that I would do if I won 100 million and I never once mentioned charity.
And she can't even justify because she didn't even buy a Ferrari with that 100 million.
No, I'm going to hell. I'm actually going to hell for that.
Yeah, so I have actually broken it down into like local things that I would like give my money towards as well. So for me, like, obviously, I'd give a lot back to the community from where I'm from anyway, but a lot of it would go towards the clubs that I would have grown up in and that would have, like, helped mold who I was as a person.
Yeah.
So, like, big time the athletic club in Bandon, big time the rugby club, the boxing club that I'm still with now who are, like, up and coming and are growing, and I'd love to help them out with, like, help them.
The fact that you're still so active with them, like,
yeah,
as well.
Yeah, like, get their own facilities where they're not relying on renting from someone else.
Yeah.
And, you know, grow it into an area because there's like hardly no boxing clubs in West Cork. So like they are the biggest one nearby outside of the city. So I'd love to help them step up a little piece. And then once I've done my work within my local community and helped out there or whatnot, I would then give whatever is left over, that 10%, to children's charities. But like for me, I'd probably, because I work in education, I'd be looking at stuff like, you know, helping kids who have really poor mental health. Because it's just absolutely mental at the moment. So,
yeah, it's very low, very
like,
poor.
There's so many kids coming into school with trauma, just trauma from their home life, from the way that they're being parented and all that stuff. You know, there's just so much going on there. Not the whole, I know like some of my generation and the older generation can be a bit cynical going, oh, they're just soft and snowflakes. You're like, I'm not talking about those ones. I'm talking about the ones genuinely are messed up because of the way that they've...
Unfortunately, of the childhood they would have had, like...
So I'm like, that's where I would like to see my spare money, charity money going towards.
Yeah.
So that's my good deed done. The second one, my family one, okay? So I had another 10% going towards my close family, okay? So like the immediate...
So your immediate family.
So we're talking... My siblings, my brother-in-law, my nephew, you, mom and dad, everyone gets a nice little chunk out of that. And I think that's sensible again. You know, they're the people you care most about in the world. They're the people you spend most of the time with. You got to look after them.
Yeah, but of course.
For some of it, I've got like different rules attached for some of it. So like for Linda and Timmy, it's like, you know, it's about paying off a mortgage or helping them build their new house at some stage when they want to move back towards Timmy's farm. The money for Teddy, my little nephew, that would be like setting him up for
setting
college
him
and
up.
Stuff like
yeah.
you have on yours. Michelle would obviously for like buying a house for her for the set, kind of getting herself set up for future. Mom and dad, not allowed invested.
Okay.
Mom and dad
treat
have
themselves.
To treat themselves.
Yes.
So that money is for treating themselves because they never treat themselves.
Yeah.
And I know mom is dying to go see the Aurora Borealis, the Northern Lights, but she's like, oh no, like the money can go. And I'm like, nah, some stage you need to treat yourself.
And then if you do, they have no excuse.
Yeah. And I'm like, you're not getting access to that money unless you use it for treats. So,
yeah.
If so facto. Right. The next 10% is where things get controversial.
Oh.
Okay. Because I think people would agree with the start of how I would do this, but then the end bit, they're like, oh, you've put a bit of a twist on this.
Okay.
So the next 10% would be towards money for a slightly more distant relation. So not the immediate family, not like brothers and sisters, etc. We're talking cousins, aunts, uncles, etc. And again, same idea, help them clear off debt. It's not really for an investment into like, you know, going on holidays or buying cars or whatever. It's about clearing off debt, kind of helping them have financial freedom.
Any financial trouble they may have.
Right. So this would be my family and your family, but It wouldn't be for like buying brand new cars or buying a brand new house unless someone was like really, really stuck for property that they like didn't have their own house to live in.
Yeah.
It wouldn't be for going on holidays. It is about financial freedom.
Okay.
Right. And controversially, I wouldn't give everyone the same amount.
Right.
I would organize probably a sit down meeting with me, my financial advisor. And then,
hi, this is my financial advisor, Tim.
Standing in front of you. They're always sitting in front of me being like, so tell
this
me.
This meeting has been recorded.
It actually be nearly the opposite. I don't want any recordings of it. But it would be them sitting down and be like, look, out of interest, like, do you have any debts that you want to have paid off? You know, have you got a mortgage? Whatever it is. And I'd allow them to estimate a figure to me.
Okay.
Right? And if they could then kind of almost like back it up with proof being like, oh, well, this is what my mortgage agreement was or whatever, or this is what I've got left on my car loans or my how much I have like for college loans, etc. Then I'm like, great, boom, cleared, right?
Yeah.
Fantastic. I think everyone's probably still in agreement with me so far.
Yeah.
Except that instead of it being the set amount that it's like they can tell me what they need. I would make them after that though, I'd make them sign an NDA.
A non-disclosure agreement.
Because, and this is where things get awkward with money and family, if everyone knows what everyone's getting, it turns into fights.
And
I don't need that. I don't want the hassle of everyone getting angry about who's getting what from me or whatever, but I still want to help them out. So the whole purpose of the NDA...
You don't want them discussing it either. At the end of the day, it is a big thing you're doing. It should stay private as well.
Yeah, I just want them to be financially free and they could just enjoy the rest of their life with whatever they're earning.
Yeah.
But part of the NDA would be is if they told anyone how much they got, then automatically that entire loan is retracted.
Mm.
I'm going to be harsh about it because I'm like, it was one rule. You get financial freedom, but if you tell anyone how much money I've given you, it's gone.
Yeah.
Because it's not that hard. Follow one little simple rule. Because again, you're only
going
to cause
drama. But that class for the whole family? Because you're obviously going...
Your family, my family, friends, whoever I'm giving the money
to. No, I know that. I'm talking about as in like, say if it was one family that spoke about whatever.
Oh no, this
would
is...
Would every member of that family lose out? See, that's where you're stuck.
No, I think it would be the person who spilled the beans.
Who spilled the beans, yeah.
You know, that would be my thinking.
This episode is sponsored by D-Armor Sportswear.
I'm a little bit disappointed.
Why?
That... As a Munster man, I have to concede that some of the best sports kit in Ireland is being made in Leinster. Okay.
Suck on them apples.
And so the D-Armor kit has been growing ridiculously. It's like taking over all of Ireland. Clubs, teams, everywhere looking for D-Armor kit. It's just amazing. It's savage quality.
Oh, it's unreal quality. Like, and before I even knew anything about D-Armor, I never knew anything about jerseys. I never wore them. Had no interest in them. I don't even know anything about sport. Like,
it's very true. She knows nothing.
No, nothing about sport. But when I met Liam and the quality of jerseys that he sent me, I'm obsessed. Like, jerseys is the new fashion.
It's just
and
lovely.
It's not even jerseys, lads. Half sips, jackets, tracksuit bottoms, shorts, the lot. He has got everything.
The D-Armor is not here to take part. They are here to
take over.
So
nice.
If you want to check out D-Armor kit, you've got to go check them out on Instagram or TikTok or their website, d17armor.com. Go look at them because I guarantee you, you will be thinking, can I make my club crest look good in that?
Like, you know what we should get?
What?
T's and C's jerseys.
Oh my God.
T's and C's jerseys.
Stop it. Oh God. We don't even have a team that we can play with.
We don't even have a team. We're our own
team.
What
sport could we take? This is for another time.
Forget about that.
Back to the episode.
Let's go.
Okay, now I'm getting onto the fun stuff.
Right.
Right, so I'm being sensible with this one, but I like this idea, and it's something that's appealed to me because every time I run around the town, it pisses me off when I see it.
Okay.
I want to buy a load of old properties.
Oh yeah, he does talk about that a lot. A lot. He's like, see that building over there? I would love to do that.
I would do this with this building or do that with that building.
Like, every derelict building that it's around Bandon, he's just like, I wish I just had the money. I would just do so much for this town. Like,
oh my God. If
you're
very passionate
about Bandon.
Do you know what? Like,
or local areas.
Yeah, like not even Bandon, but mostly Bandon because it's where I grew up. And
yeah,
it's
of course.
Where I'm from. And like, I like the town. I think it gets a little bit neglected because it's seen as like a bit of a commuter town.
Mm.
Probably not as much community as like Kinsale and Clonakilty around it, which is what everyone talks about. Like, oh, I go on holiday to Kinsale. It's so beautiful and it's a great community. Same with Clon. Bandon just doesn't seem to have the same thing. And I don't know, is that why it kind of gets a bit forgotten and stuff?
Maybe.
But I would just love to have the money to just do them all up.
Yeah.
Do all of these buildings.
Would you have, so would you put in like specific like, would you put in like a shop, or would you like maybe rent them out to local businesses, or what would you do?
At the moment, what I would do with a lot of these buildings are probably suitable to be turned into apartments, which is the second part of my plan here.
Oh, okay.
So the second part of my plan is I would like to create properties that are either going to be specifically for frontline workers and key workers who, let's call a spade, are underpaid.
Okay.
And like, you know, it's insanely hard to rent in Ireland at the moment.
Oh,
it's
God,
actually
yeah.
cheaper to go on holiday to Spain
than to rent in Dublin.
So like, why not go do that? You know, work abroad and like, etc. But I would like to do that. And if they were a key worker or a frontline worker, I'd allow them to rent the property at a reduced rate.
Okay.
That would be my plan of action.
For a certain period of time, or for the whole period that they're there?
Probably for a set period of time, yeah. of a couple of years, just to kind of help them get their savings, get enough for a deposit, etc.
Yeah.
That'd be my thinking. Or the other thing that I would do is that I would buy these properties, renovate them, and then what I would do, I'd have like a big interview process with like groups of people who wanted to eventually own their own property. And what they would do is it'd almost be like they were renting the property off me, but the money that they're paying in terms of rent is them actually slowly buying the house off me.
Oh. Oh. Oh, that's actually... When you think about it, it's kind of like just paying the mortgage.
Yeah, essentially, they're paying their mortgage to me. But again, there'd be a small cash.
You have it, but yeah, I get you. Oh, that's a great idea.
So the way I would look at it is that...
But would there be interest added on?
Well, yeah, there'll be a little bit of interest.
Yeah.
And that's where it kind of becomes useful for me that, like, yeah. if there's 2.5% interest or whatever, I'd have to kind of match the banks in it. But the difference mm-hmm. is that, like, you know, they're going to get that property. The rule I would attach to it, though, is they would have to, and again, I'd probably do it at a lower rate than what most rent would be.
Yeah.
Do you know? I would do, and it's probably for people who would struggle to be getting a mortgage from a bank, but that seemed like safe bets. It always bugged me that, you know, it's hard to get a mortgage for 700 or 800 a month, yet you're paying rent for 1,200.
Yes.
And you're just kind of going, rent why doesn't this add
like
up?
Like extortionate nowadays. Like for like a 1-2 bedroom apartment, you're spending like €900, if not well over that. Especially in Dublin, you're talking like €1,300-1,400 a month. Whereas you could get like a 3-bedroom house, 4-bedroom house for what? Probably the same price, if not lower.
Anyway, going back to my plan, right? So this is how it would work. They get the rent at a lower rate than what, let's say, around the area would be fine, whatever. And then what they have to do is they'd have to live in that property for more than 10 years for the agreement to kick in that they would then be able to buy the house off me in the future, whatever length of time they want to be there, right? But if they leave within the first 10 years, then it's just considered as normal rent. So they would still be getting a cheaper rent in most places,
mm-hmm.
but the opportunity to buy the house is gone.
Okay.
Can't just put the name on the lease and then go, right, 2-3 years in, we're going to just get other people in who are going to pay us and then we pay you.
Yeah, okay.
No, you've got to say we
God,
want
you've
that
really
house.
Thought about this.
Oh, like, I'd be a property tycoon if I could.
All right, okay.
But again, there'd be like a lengthy interview process where I want to make sure...
Oh, you wouldn't just take in... Anybody?
Oh, no. I'd be very specific with who I'd want going
and
in
there. You would need to be very specific.
Because again, it'd be a bargain for them. It would be lower than what the rates are within the town or the area or whatever, but with the principle of helping them have their own place in the future.
Yeah.
Do you know? They just have to say, yeah, we probably will be here for the next 10 years. And that's all right too.
Yeah.
Okay. More fun stuff that I have here.
I was just going to say, is there anything here that you're actually doing for yourself?
Yeah. The next big thing. The farm.
Oh, for God's sake.
So me and my two best friends, we have this big dream. It's absolutely mental. And it's not like we came up with this when we were like 10, 11 or 12. We came up with this in our 20s. We were like, this would be the best idea ever.
Yep.
So it started off with the idea of us buying, because we all like, want to buy a property at some stage. And we all wanted to be able to, like, you know, kind of stand on our own two legs. And we said, wouldn't it just be easier if we just bought a farm between the three of us and just all lived on the farm? You know, whether that's, you know, one big main house where we all have like different bedroom each or whatever, or whether that was like container houses or whatever. And it started with this idea, and then suddenly it just expanded to going, well, we could just add more stuff to the farm. You know, one of the lads wanted a shooting range. One of the lads wanted
a racetrack.
Another one wanted an alpaca farm. There's just so much on it. So much so that it's gotten out of hand now. But we have all three girlfriends convinced that they would be enjoyed. And they, like, you've all signed up. We have.
We've all kind of listened. We've listened intently to their ideas.
We've allowed them to add to it.
Yeah, we've been given the opportunity to add to it, so you know we're on board. Eventually, we got on board.
Everyone got a chance to add something and sign the agreement. If you want to hear more about the farm, because I'm not going to waffle on about this.
Actually so much. There's like practically an episode about this farm. So if you want to hear that, you're going to have to go over and check out our Patreon, where you'll hear all about this mental farm.
And some of it is great. Some of it is nuts. Like it'd be the last.
But if it ever happened, if it ever happened and it came in into fruition, I promise you this. I will say this, because when I first heard about this, I was like, you're all bonkers. You're all like away with the fairies. But the more I heard about it and the more we still continue to talk about this farm, the cooler it fucking sounds.
Oh my God. It'd be like the Las Vegas of West Cork.
It would literally take over Ireland. I'm telling you now, it would be like the biggest hotspot in Ireland if it did happen.
The way I look at it is like, there's stuff for kids. There's stuff for families. This would be the place for anyone between 20 and 30.
Because there's very little out there for our age group, really.
There's places for you to go on nights out and stuff, but this.
Wow, when you're on the set, but that's nothing. There's no activities. Everything. There's no
everything.
Yeah, I think that's You're going to have to go over to our Patreon, lads, and check that out, because it is one.
I genuinely over the summer think I'm going to draw up a map of what I could picture it as.
Well, actually, I would like to see it. Oh my God, we could use that app.
That's for designing rooms, which we could do for.
We could still do that. Yeah,
I'm more thinking like. Roller Coaster Tycoon. Sim City.
Oh my God, Sim City. That would actually work.
Be some crack.
Yeah.
I can either go back to London and resume my old life.
Yeah, do that.
But is there anything on that list that is genuinely something just for you?
Yeah, I have down on this 5%, about 5 million on other fun stuff.
Like what?
So I will definitely be buying my Ferrari, and I'll also be buying a Lamborghini.
Two cars.
Yeah, 100%. 100%. That's probably close to a million each. That's 2 million gone. I would probably buy some sort of a boat. Why not? You're going to have to learn to swim, so I'm buying you swimming lessons. tough luck.
What did you spend your 100 million on? I bought my girlfriend some swimming lessons.
Listen, you can't talk. You bought yourself a Hyundai.
Jeep, because I was investing for the future. I was thinking of a practical vehicle. All right, so I'll get off my back.
Anyway, yeah, that would be kind of where my madness would go.
It's not really madness.
I'd probably buy.
You didn't really go. You didn't really do anything mad there.
Do you know what I'd probably do as well? I'd probably buy
a bar of your own, or invest in a bar, like buy a local bar and just get the profits from it.
Buy a bar and make it the way I wanted it to be. Hotspot.
I would never put you down to like own a bar. Oh, never.
Oh, I'd love to. I used to work in a nightclub in Bandon, and it bugged me that like it had so much potential. This town genuinely has so much potential, and no one is like doing anything about it and going, oh, do you know what? I'm going to do this and I'm going to do that, or I'm going to talk to
this. Is this the one
business.
That's still open?
Yeah. And like, it just. There's so much opportunity, but nobody, like, it's almost like everyone looks at themselves as competition, but not going, well, they're competition, but we could also piggyback off each other and help out.
Yeah.
Like, the pubs should be talking to the restaurants and talking to the taxi services and the nightclub, going, if we did a little thing here, we could set up a situation where you get your meal and a couple of pints and you go to the nightclub and you get a taxi home for X amount of money. Do you know, which people would do, because they're going, that's my whole night plan.
Whole night sort from start to finish.
Any other thinking.
Yep.
There's not going to be any deciding of, oh, where are we going to go next or whatever. It's bish bash bun, done.
Yeah, that rhymed.
Bish bash bun, bun. Done. I don't know why I said bun.
Bish bash done. It's, bish bash bun done. That's a fucking tongue twister.
You wouldn't mind, it's supposed to be bish bash bosh.
Bish bash bun, done.
Bish bash bun, done.
It actually worked well, though, for
oh my God, that'd be the best.
That
name.
Would actually
that'd be
on.
A great catchline if you owned like a burger joint.
Bish bash bun.
Oh my God.
Done.
On the side of my pub, I'm going to have a little burger place. Bish bash bun. Done. That's what you get when you get your burger delivered.
That's actually a great idea.
Anyway, there you go. That's what that's my other really investment would be. And then the rest, I just a bit like yourself, I go with the financial advisor, but I'm looking towards stocks. Probably 60-40 portfolio.
Okay. That's one thing I think I would be
wary of.
Wary of is stocks, because number one, I know now there's so many people that invest in stocks and they're blowing up big because of it. But I genuinely
risky investments
it's
that they
a
go
very,
for,
very risky. Yeah. And I feel like unless you really, really know what you're at, don't invest.
See.
Don't, because you're playing with fire, like.
At the lower level, I'm like, it doesn't work out.
You'd have a bit of knowledge though on stocks.
Well, it's not even that I have a bit of knowledge on stocks, because I don't really in the grand scheme of things. But I would think, like, with the amount of money I'd be thinking if I had left over, probably about 40 million left over of this 100 million, hypothetically, I'd be thinking I don't need to put it into risky investments. Invest the 40 million wisely on really safe businesses.
Yeah.
You know, the kinds that you know are never going to go bust.
Yeah, that's what I was talking about. Like a well-known. Yeah.
Your Starbucks, the stuff that, like, the big brands
that have been around for years kind of thing. Like, yeah.
And, like, all I'd have to do is put my 40 million into the super safe stuff and then live off the interest that comes out of it.
Yeah.
That's all it is, you know? And I still have my 40 million invested.
You quit your job as well.
Oh, I might do it, because do you know what? I get a little comment off kids every so often going, "You're only here for a paycheck." And I'm like, I'm not. I'm here to make a difference, you selfish little brat. I love you really, but, like, you know, right now I could kill you.
Yeah.
Do you know? But that's how kids make you feel. So if I had enough money, I'd probably give a little piece to every teacher as well, knowing it, if I was feeling generous. If I was feeling generous. Depends how much I liked you. If you were ever good to me in the past. But yeah, I'd go back and I'd be like, do you know what? I'm here genuinely.
Give back
to
the community.
Depends. Yeah. I'd probably go part-time though. Wouldn't do full-time.
Oh, you wouldn't. Definitely wouldn't
probably
go full-time.
One day a week. Two hours of lessons. I'm here for
two hours. Bish, bosh, bun. Done.
That's it.
Yeah.
Anyway.
What would you do? What would you guys do if you won the lotto? We want to know. Would you go mental? Have you, like, genuinely, like Tig, have you made a list? Have you made a list?
Have you sat down at the wee
hours of the
morning?
Have you dotted all the T's? Yeah, have you dotted all the T's on what you would do if you won the lotto?
And what would be the T's and C's to anyone you gave money to?
Away! That was a good one.
I know.
I'll give you that one.
Didn't think of that yesterday, did I?
No, you didn't. That was actually a good one. But yeah, let us know. We want to know what you would do, if you would go crazy or you would be super sensible and smart about what you would do it.
So back to reality, where we're all broke and no one has any money. There's only one good thing that'll get you through the week. Music.
Is a good bop.
You
gotta
have
all need a good bops.
But we are going to stick with the theme of money in the lotto.
Money, 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 money.
The song has to have
money
in the title or as part of its lyrics, or has to be based around it in some sort of way.
Yeah, I'm going to let you go first this week.
Is that because I won last week?
Maybe.
Yeah, I won the karaoke challenge.
Don't get cocky, man.
I said it last week, though.
I did say it last week. I knew you were going to win.
Yeah, because it was
it was. I'm not saying it wasn't. But, like, what male out there is going to listen to burlesque?
Yeah, exactly. I knew my market.
So I knew when I was putting it out there that you wouldn't like it.
So anyway, my song choice, right? I'm praying our demographic is going to help me out here, because it's a little bit older as well. Okay? We tend to have kind of the millennial vibe kind of going on with our listeners.
Yeah.
My song choice this week, which you can go over and hope you go over on Instagram and help me out, is Dire Straits, Money for Nothing.
What's that?
Your money for nothing and your kicks for free.
Oh, yeah.
That ain't do it. That's the way you do it. So that would be my choice.
Okay, when did that come out?
Oh, a long time ago.
Is that all old?
It's 80s, 90s.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, it's old enough.
Okay. By the way, I'm sorry. I know I'm completely interjecting here into the segment, but I had to tell you this. You know Casimir?
Yeah.
Did you see they're after bringing out a 90s themed clothing brand?
Ooh.
I know. They've brought back the 90s clothes. I was like, I have to see this. If you don't follow Casimir on TikTok, go follow them. They're incredible dancers, but they're after bringing out, like, they would wear quite quirky clothes in their videos. And today they launched their clothing brand and it's all 90s themes. I'm like, I've got to get this. I've got to get this.
The 90s. The nostalgia.
But anyway, getting back to our segment.
What is your song?
My song is Bills by Lunch Money Lewis.
Oh, no.
I got bills. I gotta pay. So I'm going to work every day. That is a fucking tune.
I might be in trouble with this one.
Yeah, that is a bop. You cannot deny that as an absolute tune.
It's not down
that
to
song
us.
Was totally underrated when it came out. Like,
it's not down to us. It's down to you guys. Head over to our Instagram story. Tell us which
vote now.
One do you think is better? Dire Straits, Money for Nothing, or Bills?
Bills by Lunch Money Lewis. Let us know. We all know I'm going to win this one, man.
I hope not.
I gave you last week.
I think
you
it's 2-2, is it? It's either 2-2, it's a draw, or I'm up 3-1.
I think you could be up 3-1.
So it's a question. Lads, now. Am I extending my lead, or is Chelsea going to pull it back?
Come on. Help a girl out here. You have to admit that is an absolute tune. And if you say it otherwise, we're going to fall out, lads.
You know,
we're going to fall out.
You want that vintage. You want that classic good stuff.
Just help a girl out.
All
come
that
on.
Nostalgia.
He wins all the time.
Let Daddy Tag feed you that nostalgia.
Oh, my God. And on that note, we're going to call it a day. You fucking weirdo.
I should have said Granddaddy Tag. Yeah,
no, it's worse.
Granddaddy Tag.
That is so worse.
Back in my day, the music was way better.
Just stop talking. I'm just going to pull the microwave away from him.
Go
but
on.
that is it from us this week, guys. We hope you have an amazing weekend. Make sure to check out our Patreon that comes out on Monday morning. Please, lads, just go over and sign up for our Patreon.
Like we said, we just love bringing you the content there anyway.
Of course.
It is the Wild West over
there.
Trust
me, it is worth the €6.
It is.
When
100%.
I tell you, I said this, I think, 2 episodes ago. There is a reason why we do not want our families to sign up to Patreon. Just remember that, right? There's a reason why we don't want them to listen to the Patreon. Okay? That will tell you how good it is.
But 100% of all our Patreon money, all the sponsorship
getting invested
that we
back
get,
in. Every, trust us, yeah.
Every single penny that comes our way is going back into this
yep.
in some way or another. Like, we have so many plans with what we're like after like scraping together so far financially for this.
Yeah.
And we're investing it wisely. It's not €100 million,
God, no.
But it will get imagine us to the next level for you guys.
Imagine what two of us, if we
I'd
together.
Be, I'd be going all Mr. Beast on it.
Like, you if know, we you together know as a if us together as a
trust
collective
me.
Won 100 million.
Get in, loser. We're going shopping.
So, like I said at the start, guys, make sure to go over and subscribe to our YouTube channel. When I tell you we have exciting things coming up over the next couple of months, you're going to want to see it. So tell your family, your friends, your next door neighbor, your boss, go and subscribe to the T's and C's Apply podcast YouTube channel.
That's right. We've got so much coming up there. It's going to be the T's and C's try.
Yeah.
So you're going to see loads of different things that we're going to be trying out.
Yeah, you're going to love
big
it.
Big stuff, some small stuff, some silly stuff, some like good stuff, like yeah. genuinely. So go check it out. And you can find us on Spotify, Apple Music, Amazon thing. We're everywhere. There's such a big list. I've genuinely forgotten what a half of the stuff we're on. Basically, every new podcasting thing that's there, we've just signed ourselves up for it. You can find us and whatever. Okay. Yeah.
I think you're actually just after hitting a wall.
I'm getting delirious.
You're getting delirious.
I've literally ran home from work after school today just to be like, fum, let's get this re-recorded so I can now edit it tonight as well.
He has to go boxing now.
Yeah, I've got to go. I'm going to get punched in the head for the next hour and a half and then re-edit
this. You have fun. So that's it from us, guys. Go have an amazing weekend and we will chat to you next week.
Good luck.
Bye.